This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It didn't take long for the release of body camera footage from the Racine County bus incident yesterday. You see the first deputy approach the bus driver who was already out of the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
He's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
No kids were on the school bus that collided with another car at Highway 36 and Wind Lake Road yesterday. That bus flipped and landed in a small pond. The 65-year-old owner of the historic Burlington mansion that burned down has a history of legal troubles. Court records show assault and alcohol-related violations. Potential charges related to the fire are pending for Robert Staten. Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges as an investigation continues. It's now the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held at Racine's Festival Hall tomorrow from 10 to 1. It provides free meals to those in need. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find information at WRJN.com. Public Works won't be getting your garbage on Thanksgiving Day in Racine and Kenosha. Racine's pickup schedule will be adjusted going forward, while Kenosha will collect Thursday's trash on Friday and catch up on Saturday. There are tree lighting ceremonies across Kenosha County this weekend. The city event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park. The county event is at Pets Park Saturday. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for kids. And Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened with just over 89,000 deer registered during the opening weekend. That's an almost 2% decrease from last year. No hunting accidents have been reported. The season continues through Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had us scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win the three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some pretty good travel weather this holiday weekend, but grab the warm coat because it's going to be cold today. Partly cloudy, 42. Flurries tonight, 27. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 35, with colder highs in the mid to upper 20s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.